I would say is traveling around and going on an exchange. So during my secondary school, I went on some exchange, and I think the English classroom environment and the whole like living environment will really force you to use your English to communicate, and it is a very fun way to learn English, I think, is to learn it in a very different aspect. Yeah. And in Hong Kong, I think most memorable experience is some activity with some exchange students, and they will show you some fun facts and you will learn more vocabulary that way. Yeah.
You mean the exchange student at UST, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then also some exchange students will go to my secondary school as well. So they will also communicate with you in English, which force you to use more daily life language other than the academic language.
Okay, what's your most memorable English reading experience?
I'm not sure is it very considered is reading, but it is reading and also kind of interactive. So basically it's something like audio books. So it's like a book, but when you go on, if you don't feel right to read it, and then you can listen to it instead. So when you are doing like sports or driving or doing something like transportationing, so basically you just puck in your ears and you can listen to that book. So it's another way, and recently I discovered a new way is to read books on YouTube. So it's a very fun way because some people, in fact, they summarize the book and make it them into an animation, like video. So it's a video book review. So you read that video and then you will find more about the book.
Yeah. What kind of book do you like?
Recently, I kind of like something about employment because I'm finding my graduation jobs. But before, I like fictions and some maybe philosophy. Yeah.
And then how do you come across those audios?
Oh, basically is I watch it on YouTube first. Someone mentioned it, and then they have like a free trial, and I try it. So when you are driving, I don't know, it's not good at driving. Maybe when you're like taking metro or doing something, and then you can plug in and then you can listen to the book. And it's also application for fictions. They will find someone in the voice that match the characters. So it makes it feel really living. Yeah.